Oh my gosh, I'm back. Pearl's podcast. I literally just wanted to rant or like find a space to rant because I'm just very, what's the word? Stressed, I guess. Especially with college coming up soon. So I wasn't really worried about college because I thought, oh, they're gonna see I'm graduating early, they're gonna understand. But then I got my ACT score in today, and it's worse than average, you know? And I applied for like UCSD and like all these big schools that their average is probably twice as high as my score. And that just made me realize that, like, there's so many better people out there, and there's no way that they're gonna choose me, even if I have a good sob story. It's about the people that really worked for it, and even though I worked really hard for other things, like working and being there for my family when they needed me, I didn't work as hard as in school. I didn't spend hours on hours doing homework. I went to work. I made sure that the bills were getting paid. And that's what not a lot of people know about me, is that, yes, I have all these nice things, but who manages it? Me. My dad doesn't know how to use a credit card. He doesn't understand credit. He's a fob that came from Thailand. I'm first gen. And it's like being so young and managing everything, I kind of forgot about school and didn't realize how much that, like, yes, I was sacrificing school to help my family out, but sacrificing school also sacrificed helping my family out, because if I don't get into a good school, it's going to get harder to find a good job. And it's just a chain effect, and it sucks. I honestly believe that your life and the path that you go through should not determine on a standardized test. My GPA is not as high as everyone else, and it's not as high as a regular student would, because yes, I'm graduating early. Yes, I didn't do good sophomore year because I was busy worrying about my mental health, my parents, things that were going on in my family that no one knew about. And it's like, yes, I exposed my life when I went through a really hard time, but there are also things that I kept to myself and I knew that I had to keep to myself, because honestly, I was embarrassed if I like spoke out about it, so I kept it to myself. And I wrote that in my college apps, and I feel like that's gonna get me nowhere, because I feel like no colleges see the pink paper anymore. They see that white paper, like the 4.8 GPA, the involvement in the same exact clubs, Key Club, Red Cross Club, and I'm not hating on those clubs, but it's like, you're not very special if it's very similar to someone else, you know? And it's like, I feel like I'm so unique in my own way, and I don't have the grades, but I've worked so hard all my life, and when it's time for me to care about myself and go to college and just worry about myself, I feel like I can't do that because I can't even get into the college. And I feel like that's where a lot of students struggle. They've worked hard, so hard that no one sees behind the scenes. And when we try to get into college just sees your outside and doesn't see how hard you've worked, how you had to sacrifice things. And I'm just really scared that, like, I'm not gonna get into any college. Especially the UCs, because I only applied for 4 because financial aid only paid for 4. I only took 2 SATs and 2 ACTs because college can only afford that much. And I have no guidance for this stuff. I'm first generation, only child. And it's so hard. And that's the only way I can describe it, because I feel like I could ask for help, but as first gen, it's like I have to experience this myself. And yeah, that's what's been stressing me out, and I really don't know what to do because I just feel so lost, and I feel so like I'm going through this thing alone, and a lot of stuff is happening at home that nobody really knows about, because I feel like there should be a point in your life where you realize that you don't need to tell everyone everything. And yes, you might have that person that you trust, but it's, sometimes it's better off to not tell things to people because you never know how long they stay. And that's another thing. I've been spending a lot of time to myself, and it's not that my friends aren't there for me. I have probably the bestest friends in the world, but I've been trying to spend more time with myself, especially that I wake up at 4 a.m., I go to the gym, and I'm trying to meditate and trying to spend that time just realizing my surroundings and who I am. Which sounds really cheesy, but I'm really trying to live a better life because I've messed up so much in the past, and I'm trying to build myself up from that, which is super hard once again because life is hard. And I've just been realizing that, like, I was a toxic person. I will admit that. And I feel like a lot of people still have that on me. But they don't know me. And it's like, after that phase in my life, I went through a lot that made me realize that I'm not that person anymore. And so I've realized when I kind of stopped, or I was in that awkward phase of transitioning from being a toxic person to a better person, I let so many people walk over me and take advantage of me. And now that I, like, keep recalling these people, it's like, why did I let them, you know? Why did I think that because this person was older, they had so much power over me, when in reality they were so weak and, like, so insecure about themselves that they put it on others? And I feel like I'm the type of person that doesn't speak out a lot because I feel obligated to stay quiet, and I hate that about myself. I hate that sometimes I'm there to listen to people and it changes my perspective on other people when I haven't even heard the other person's perspective. And I hate how sometimes I'm a hypocrite. I always say, like, I don't understand why people leave and they don't care to tell you why, or they don't care to do anything. And I realized as I grow older that some people leave because they feel like it's better for them, and all you can do is gather those memories you had with them, the good memories, and keep that. Because someone once told me that if you have all this anger towards someone, the only person it's hurting is you, because that other person left for a reason and they're probably happier for leaving, and you should be happy for them. And so, yeah, this podcast was meant to be just about ranting about college and how stressed I am. But it got kind of deep because lately that stuff has been bothering me. Like, how, like, this one incident, like, I'm not gonna name anyone, that's kind of mean, but, like, I asked someone if they can, like, do something with me in front of people, and they said no, because they simply were embarrassed to be seen, not be seen with me, but, like, they're embarrassed, or they were scared to lose their, like, popularity, and that made me, I didn't realize it at the time, but now that I'm thinking back, this was freshman year, so it was a little while back, like, you really care about your reputation that much that your quote-unquote friend asked you to do something for them and you won't do it. And it wasn't even, like, a big ask. It was just, like, hey, I really trust you as a friend. Like, I was wondering if you wanted to do this with me. And you said no because you were scared of your reputation. Like, how low can that be? It's because I feel like in high school, you're so obligated to be this person that someone put you on that pedestal, you know? And people are so, they want to be like others. And they want to be that exact group. They want to do those exact things. And it's like, why? Why can't you be your own person? And that's what I don't understand about high school. And that's why I'm probably leaving high, or that's why I am leaving high school early. It's because I never understood why people did what they did. And maybe one day I will, when I have kids or something. But just right now, I'm so frustrated with how, I don't want to say annoying, but how, like, weird high school is for me. How I don't enjoy high school. And it's okay, because high school isn't for everyone. And I've definitely watched TED Talks about that. And so, yeah. I hope that I can do this more often, because I actually really, really like to podcast, because it gets all my emotions out and all my feelings out. So yeah, if you're still listening to this, thank you, you're a real one. And yeah, have a great night, guys. Today's like November 12th, and hopefully I'll have more in the future. Bye. Oh my gosh, another one? Just kidding. This is the same day as when I recorded the college one, because I guess I have a lot on my mind, and I'm scheduling this for, I don't even know, but yeah, I was listening to my old podcast, because I kind of deleted Anchor for a while, so I didn't really listen to podcasts, or like my own, I guess, but past Pearl, dang, she said some things to present Pearl, so I just wanted to talk about, I don't know how I've been. I started working at a new job, Plato's, even though by now I would have quit, because I have a new job that pays better. I had to get a job so I can help my parents out, because they've been going through a lot. I said in the college one how, like, I have a lot of things in the shadows that I just don't want to say out loud. Yeah. And my grandma is opening up a new restaurant called Pearls. Obviously, we can tell who the favorite grandchild is. Just trying to flex. But a lot of people think, oh, she has a new car. She has all these stuff. She gets everything paid for. There's a lot under the covers with that, that I've never told anyone about, and I plan to keep it that way, and people can think I'm spoiled and rich and all that, when really, I'm struggling, my whole family is, and so, that's not what I was here to talk about today. I was honestly here to talk about, I don't know. It's random. You know how my podcasts are. They're kind of everywhere. But yeah, I've been working and saving money and doing a lot of that stuff, which has taken a lot of my time. So I
had my first podcast was about my weight. I am still very insecure about my weight. Probably worse than I was before. Right, especially right now. I go to the gym at 4 a.m. Well, 4:30. I wake up at 4. By the time I leave my house, it's like 4:30. No, I leave my house at like 4:20. Get there at 4:30. Yeah, sounds about right. I go to the gym at 4:30 because I don't have time. Simply, I don't have time. And it's been really hard to balance school, gym, work, finances, family stuff. And I come to school looking fine, when really behind the scenes, I'm living my most stressful life, which is normal for senior year, first semester. Like I said before, college, not getting into any. yeah. My weight is something that has been my insecurity for about 9 months now. 11 months. It's definitely November. 11 months now. Almost a year of my biggest insecurities. And a lot of bad things have arisen, I don't know, from it. Yeah. I'm not gonna say what, because that's my right to know, and I don't really want to tell people. I've only told like two about what's been going on with my health. And so I feel like trying to lose weight is such an unhealthy thing for me right now. I just can't control myself when it comes to those things. And it sucks because I don't think I'm losing weight. And I've been working at it for so long, and then I have these ups and downs, and I just am so tired from waking up and having school and work. But is it even worth it at the end? I feel so insecure all the time. I wear bigger clothes than I usually wear because I don't like wearing skin tight things because I'm scared. And it's really hard because I'm just a very, very insecure person. I'll admit, I hide my insecurities by making fun of myself, but I really compare myself to others, and I'm really deep into my mind about those things, and that's one of my biggest flaws that I'm trying. No, I'm not even trying to change it. I've accepted it, not gonna lie, and I know change happens very slowly, and maybe one day I'll finally be happy with the way I look, but I feel like I'm working so hard for nothing. I've worked so hard these 11 months and nothing has came out of it. I've had my ups and downs, and right now it's just a straight down, and it's really hard. And I think it's just because of the stress, and like parent stress, family stress, college stress, school stress, IB physics stress. And yeah, I'm stressed. I don't think you got the memo. But yeah, that's been happening with my weight. And he's never gonna watch this, ever. Never. I met this guy at a party in, like, September, I would say. And if you know me well, I went through a really tough breakup my freshman year that caused me to go bonkers, and so I stopped trusting people. I don't trust anyone in this world, and a lot of people are like, oh, you don't trust me, and I'm like, sorry, I don't. No tea, no shade. I really think you're a great person, I just don't trust. And they're like, oh, and I'm like, oh. So yeah, I don't trust anyone in this world with anything. I will tell people stuff if I need to, but that doesn't really mean I trust them, you know? And I don't love either. I don't really believe in the concept of love. I feel like I got that stripped away from me not from that breakup, but from things that I've experienced over the years, especially recently with family and all that. I just don't believe that love is a real concept, and I feel like it's very overhyped by society these days, and that word is just thrown around. I feel like if I quote unquote love someone, for me it's just liking them more than others, and that I would rather spend my time with them instead of others. And I don't really see love as a very big concept in my life, and that's just my opinion. And so I met this guy at a party, and he took advantage of me. No, I still have my gamer's card, thank you very much, still got pride in that. But he did strip a lot of things away from me, and I still get those panic attacks from it. And I felt like it wasn't my body he wanted, and that's why he dragged it on for so long. But it was instead to crack that mysterious thing that I had of why I don't trust and why I don't love. And he just wanted that part of me of, like, taking that mysterious vibe and, like, why I am the way I am. And so he got close with me, and he knew he was going to leave because of college. But yet he still stuck around even when I had my doubts about what was going to happen. I told him that I just didn't see it happening and that it's not going to work. And he convinced me it would work. And so stupidly, because stupid boy thought that I needed him, stupidly I fell for someone. And I haven't felt for someone in a very long time. And so my first instinct was, maybe love is real. Because that's why you don't trust what everyone says. He said that he would show me love again. But how many times has that been said in movies? A lot. And so I brought down my guard. And that basically made him win. And when he won, he left. And used the excuse, I want to experience my freshman year of college with myself and not to worry about anyone else. And I said, okay, cool. You're just gonna ghost me once you go to college. Sick. And then I found out he has a girlfriend now, and I'm just like, oh, sick, fun. And if you know me, I'm a very comparison person, and I saw him with his girlfriend at a concert, but I specifically did not look at his girlfriend, because I knew that my inner demons would kill me, and I would not be able to stop comparing myself, and I bet they're living a great life right now. And it still hurts once in a while, and there's still anger that builds up, but like I said in my last podcast, that anger isn't going to affect him, it's just going to affect me, and why would I want to cause anger to myself? But that really was the cherry on top of, I don't put my guard down, I will never trust, and I will never love, ever, because of that exact incident that I was scared that would happen, that I would get abandoned again. And it happened, and I was like, you knew my biggest insecurities, you knew my fears that I told you, and you used them all against me. So guys, the moral of the story is, trust only the people who have been there for you the longest. Not the longest, but like the ones you can count on. And even though I don't trust, I have people in my life that I will tell things to. And if they tell people, then, well, guess I don't tell them stuff anymore. You know? And so I want to, like, stop thinking of it. And stop, like, thinking of the past about him and stuff. But it's like, It's so hard when I have all this anger built up in me and I'm just like, kill me, you know? Ew, boy problems. Pearl has boy problems. Yuck. Just kidding. Now I don't have boy problems. Now I have college problems and stress problems and wanting to cry every single day of my life problems and being lonely problems and fake people problems and debt and, oh, growing up is weird. Yeah. Oh my gosh, I feel so much better. I feel like I just lifted a whole thing off my chest and now I feel better. I hope you guys enjoy these podcasts. They're not that long because I don't want to bore you guys. So, yeah. I don't know what oh my god, I'm such a mess. Ugh, it's 10:17 p.m. right now. And I took a nap, and so I'm not tired, but I don't want to do homework because I'm sad because of college, and yeah. Okay, bye. Hi, guys. Oh, my gosh. It's been, I always start it off with, like, it's been a long time, but I never do these, like, on a schedule because I feel like then if I do it on a schedule, then I'll run out of things to say, so I just do them spontaneously and sporadically. So, yeah. I like doing podcast. If you're new to this podcast, hi, I'm Pearl. You probably know that because I posted it somewhere. And my life is pretty brazy. Well, not really. Well, kind of. I stopped putting my life on, or the moment I realized to stop putting my life on social media, that's when I realized that it got a lot better. So I don't really expose my, like, all that stuff on social media anymore. But I do have little rants here and there on this little podcast here. Like, I had a boys one, fitness one, school one, stress one. I'm just all over the place. But I don't know what this one's going to be about. I just start talking and see where it goes. I did record a little piece before my mom called and it ended the whole thing. So I was like, sick. But I was basically just talking about the decision I have to make between going to college or taking a gap year. As some of you guys know, I'm graduating early, and so I'm graduating with 2020. And I could take a gap year and wait till 21 is graduated, and then I'll just join my class to go to college. But I feel like I did this so I can get ahead, and if I just take a gap year, it'll push me back again. Not a bad thing at all, but it's like, I want to be able to graduate with my friends. I feel like if I graduate 21, I'd be miserable my senior year because, like, all my friends would be gone because all my best friends are seniors, and it sucks if I had to graduate with 21 because I had no one when they left. And so I feel like it would be this... Actually, no, it would not be the same if it was college because I would make new friends and stuff, but I don't know. I'll see. But yeah, that's a really big debate in my life. I'm starting to, what's the word? Organize my life more. I feel like since I was little, I've always been go with the flow. Like, whatever happens, happens. Whatever I eat, I eat. And that's what ultimately caused me to be the way I am now, which is very carefree, very lazy. And I feel like I'm trying to change that because with the whole weight thing and then the whole doing bad in school, and I'm trying to organize my life to where I don't have as much stress, because having a carefree lifestyle is very stressful because you're never prepared for anything. But I've been setting schedules, things I have to do, trying not to eat out as much, like having weekly meal grocery days so I have stuff to eat at home so I don't have to go out and eat all those processed foods. So I guess we'll start there. Health. I feel like I always talk about health lately. Excuse me. Health has been going a little tough. I think I've maintained weight for a couple months now and haven't really lost any weight. I've only maintained, which kind of sucks because it's like I did this whole thing for weight loss and it's not getting anywhere. It's just maintaining my weight. And I honestly think that's because I binge. And then I just go clean. And I feel like my metabolism's like, choose one or the other, or else I'm just gonna, like, you know? So, what I've
tried doing is going vegan. I'm vegan on and off. Like, I'll go vegan for a week and then I won't. Because, like, I don't know. It's hard going vegan and you can't eat half the stuff. I'm a vegan't, you know? Because I do eat seafood. That's the only thing I break off of that. Because I feel like, in my personal beliefs, veganism isn't, like, seafood isn't part of veganism for me. And I feel like being vegan is different for everyone. Like, I still don't eat cheese, eat milk, any dairy, or, like, big meats. I eat just, like, seafood. But I do eat a lot of tofu. Seafood, I'm not talking about, like, shrimp and all that. I mostly just eat fish if it's around the house. Like, I don't buy fish. If my grandma makes fish, then I'll eat it. But that's the only thing that I exclude from my veganism. And I feel like this week I'm gonna try, or not this week, like here till prom, I'm gonna try really, really hard to stick to being vegan. It's really hard because I'm going to Texas, and Texas is known for the meats, and I can't eat meat nor eggs nor dairy, which is hard, which means a lot of carbs if I go to Texas. That means I have to work hard. Really, I have to work hard now, so when I go on my vacation, it's not tragic for me. And workout wise, I've started kickboxing. I've only done it like 2 times, but hopefully this upcoming week I can go like at least 3. I do, instead of waking up at 4 a.m going in the gym, I feel like that at first it was very good for me because I just come home after pole vault practice and then go to sleep, since like school was easy for me last year. But this year, school's a lot harder. I'm a little more tired. And so I feel like by the time I get back from school, I am done. Like, I fall asleep and I'm just so tired. And that makes sense because I just burned all my energy in the morning, so I have no energy for the rest of the day. And I feel like if I did go to the gym in the morning, I could never go a full day of school, because, like, by 6th period, I'm falling asleep. And I'm sleeping at like 11 or 12 and only getting 4 or 5 hours of sleep a day, which also messes with my weight. So I kind of just need to not do that anymore. I feel like I give props to everyone who wakes up early and goes to the gym. I'm probably going to do that again in college when I have like 8 a.m. or 9 a.m. classes and go at 6 or 7, which is, I can totally do. But if it's 4 or 5, I just don't think I can work out that early and still have a full day of school ahead of me plus homework. And so my schedule consists of waking up an hour earlier than I have to leave, because I do have zero weights for like 2 more weeks, which kind of sucks. I really don't like zero weights. It messes with everything. But yeah, I have that. And so my plan for the morning is, on a normal day, I wake up at 5 a.m., take a shower, drink water, and then I do this little HIIT thing by Chloe Ting. If you don't know who Chloe Ting is, she's a really good she's like a YouTuber that like does all that. And so I'll just do that and then end it off with some yoga, because I feel like that I'm a very disfigured person. Like my hips are wide, but my waist is small, and like, I don't know, it just makes my back hurt, and then like, I always am in pain. So I do some yoga to relieve that. And then I'll go to zero weights, do that for 30 minutes, come home, take a shower, and then go to school. And that's been working pretty well, because then after school, I come home really quick, grab my pre-workout, do all that, go kickboxing, go to the gym, come home, do homework, fall asleep before 10 or 9 or 10. Because if I, any other time, I'm dead. And I feel like I'm trying to stay away from coffee, because I am trying to not have as much sugar. Like, I'm cutting out all ice cream, all cookies, all cupcakes, just till prom, because I feel like this is my senior prom and I really, really want to feel good about myself like I did last year. Because last year I lost like 10 pounds for prom, and that made me pretty happy. And so I feel like I'm going to do the same now, and maybe start a little earlier, because I started in like February for prom, and so now I'm gonna start like now. And yeah, I'm cutting that out, and it sucks because I just bought really good coffee from Roots and really good hot cocoa mix, which maybe I'll like sneak in here and there because it is the Christmas season and I want to enjoy my Christmas. And yeah, that's weight health for you. What else? I usually have like a thing that I follow. School is less stressful. I applied to everything. I am almost done with English 11, which I'm so grateful for. I finished the one thing I didn't want to do, which was that comic strip, which I did, and I'm so proud of myself because it took me a lot to get that done. So that's done. Physics is going okay. It's still really hard, but I'm still pushing through. Still got to do that after I record this. And yeah, grades aren't where I want to be, but it's okay because I'm almost done. Also, USF is a 71% acceptance rate, so I really hope I get in. So yeah, school's going fine. Friendships, great. I feel like I've always struggled with friends and like finding that perfect balance of that stuff. And I feel like right now in my life, I've cut out the people I wanted to cut out, no matter how hard it was and how awkward it is and how much I seem like a dick. But I promise myself that it's not a dick move, because if you truly feel like that person has hurt you and done things to you and you want to just, you can't deal with it anymore, it's okay. As long as you like talk to your friends about it, make sure you have like that okay, that you're ready to cut them out. Don't just do it sporadically, because I honestly thought it out for a while and talking with friends, and I did that, and right now my friends are everything to me. Well, they always have been, but like I feel like this year we hang out more, we go to games, and it's the highlight of my week is hanging out with friends and getting to go out and not feeling so stressed all the time, because I have my friends to relieve that stress, and the games are just so much fun. And the play that I went to for the first time, I got to go to a play my senior year. I feel like I'm just doing everything I didn't do before now, and it makes me so happy. Love life. I'm not really interested in it. Like, I thought I liked this boy. I really did think I liked him a lot, but I think right now I just want to focus on myself, focus on my senior year, and boys need to just get out of that story, because it's my senior year and I'm not trying to waste it. I don't know if I talked about it in my last one, but I played a couple months ago, and that really drew me back and really put me in this funk, and it sucked. And so now when I like that boy, he made me really happy, and like getting to hang out with him, having the same music taste, having the same movie taste, it was weird, because I was like, we were friends before, and so I was like, I like him. But then now I'm like, no, I think that was more of a, I haven't met a guy that's like been good to me like that, or like being like, we have the same interests and stuff, and I haven't met one in a while, and I feel like that's why my feelings were like but now I'm fine. Now I don't, he's just a good friend, and I hope it stays like that. Probably don't want anything more. I don't think there would be anything more. Like, I don't think, yeah, that's just done, period, close the book, throw it away. She's probably not listening to this, because she's a busy person, but if you are listening, probably not. I just want to give a shout out to Lizbeth. Lizbeth has been my rock for a little while now. I can always go to her when I need something. Not need, like when I have stuff going on, I call her. She's like the only one in my life that I really truly do trust, because I love her so much. And I don't believe in love, but like if I did love, I'd love her. Not in that way. No homo. Sixth grade me. But really, my life is just very, it's in waves. And I feel like that's everyone's life. It's just waves. And right now it's the plateau. Or not plateau. It is plateauing, huh? Like it's just straight. Nothing big's really happening. I feel like I'm very at peace with myself right now. And I hope it stays that way for a while, or maybe I'll just have a happy incline. I just don't want to go down again like I did a couple months ago. But that wasn't my fault. Actually, it kind of was. But, like, don't play me or else I'm gonna go down. Yeah, I think that's all I wanted to get out. And so if you're still watching or listening to this, thank you so much for listening. I'll see you guys soon. Bye.